This week's Parsha is Parshas Pekudei, and we are going to continue with a theme that we started last Parsha, and we are going to talk about Bezalel. On verse number 22, the verse says, Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur lemate Yehuda, Bezalel the son of Uri, the son of Hur, to the tribe of Yehuda. Also, as Kol Shetzivo Hashem as Moshe, did everything that Hashem commanded Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi is bothered by the language that he did everything that Hashem commanded Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi says, Asher tzivo osa Moshe ein ksiv kan. It is not written here that Bezalel did everything that Moshe commanded him. Elo kol asher tzivo Hashem as Moshe. That Bezalel did everything that Hashem commanded Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi says, Afilu dvorim sholei omar loy raboy, hiskimoy datoy lema shenemar leMoshe misinai. That even things that Moshe Rabbeinu did not tell him, still Bezalel was able to get to what Moshe Rabbeinu heard in Sinai. So Rashi explains, Ki Moshe tzivo leBezalel laso yitzchilas kerim v'chakach mishkon. Moshe tells Bezalel to do the vessels and then do the mishkon. Omar loy Bezalel, Bezalel tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Mina goylom laso yitzchilas bayis v'chakach meisim kele b'soichoy. The custom of the world is to first make a house and then put the vessels in it, and you are telling me to put the vessels first? Moshe Rabbeinu admits and says, Kach shomati mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what I heard from Hashem. Omar lo Moshe. Moshe tells Bezalel, Betzel kei lo yiso, that you were in Hashem's shadow. Ki bevadai kach tzivo lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That this is surely what Hashem told me to do. V'chein also, and this is what Bezalel did, ha-mishkon t'chilo, first the mishkon v'chakach kelim, and then he did the vessels. This story is in the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Nun Hei, Amud Aleph, 55a. There, the Gemara says a little bit differently. The Gemara says that when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Bezalel to do the mishkon, the aroin, and the kelim, the tabernacle, the ark, and the vessels, Moshe Rabbeinu reversed that and said to Bezalel, make the Aron, the vessels, and then the tabernacle. Then Bezalel tells Moshe Rabbeinu that the custom is the first person builds a house and then he puts inside the vessels, and you tell me to build the ark, the vessels, and then the tabernacle. The vessels that I am going to do, where am I going to put them? Maybe Hashem told you to make the Mishkan, Aron, and Kelim, the tabernacle, ark, and vessels. And Moshe Rabbeinu admitted this to Bezalel, and therefore he says, maybe you were in the shadow of Hashem. Tosfos asks a question, where do we find that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to build the Mishkan first, and then the Ark, and then the vessels, when we see in Parshas Truma, on chapter 28, verse number 10, that the first thing Hashem tells him is to build the Aron, and right afterwards the next thing that Hashem tells him is to build the vessels. And only on chapter 26, verse number 1, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Vesamishkon Tase, that's how you build the tabernacle. Then we see that Hashem really told him to build the Aron vessels and then the Mishkan. Tosfos answers that in Parshas Kisisa, when Hashem commands Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Bezalel on chapter 31, Hashem tells him on verse number 6 that as Oyel Moed, the tent of meeting, which is a tabernacle, Ves Aron Loedus, and the ark for testimony, and then all the vessels. So we see clearly that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Bezalel to make the Mishkan first, the tabernacle first, and then the Aron, and then all the vessels. Meforshim are bothered, if that is what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, why did Moshe Rabbeinu reverse and tell Bezalel the opposite? And we mentioned last week about the Shittah Mekibetzes. But now we're going to bring different answers. And the first answer that we're going to bring is from the Gur Arye. The Gur Arye answers that clearly the vessels of the Mishkan are holier, are in a higher level than the tabernacle itself. Because we see that the vessels of the Mishkan, of the tabernacles, were carried by the family of Kehaz, which is a more distinguished family, whereas the tabernacle itself, the tent itself, was carried by the family of Merari. And also the fact that the family of Kehaz had to carry those things on their shoulders, and the family of Merari could carry the tabernacle on top of carriages, then it clearly shows that the vessels are in a holier level than the tabernacle itself. Therefore, since Moshe Rabbeinu was involved intellectually in teaching the people what they have to do, Moshe Rabbeinu started by teaching the Aron, the vessels, and then the tabernacle. But since Bezalel was in charge of actually putting those ideas into practice and actually building the Mishkan, therefore Bezalel says that it's logical to first build the tabernacle and then build the vessels. Maybe Hashem told you to first do the tabernacle and then the vessels, and Moshe Rabbeinu admitted that this is what Hashem told them, and therefore they built first the Mishkan and then they built the vessels. Sefer Levush HaOrah disagrees with what the Gur Aryeh says, and Sefer Levush HaOrah has a very strong question on the whole idea of the Gemara, meaning that the Gemara says that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to build first the Mishkan, then the Aron, and then the vessels, meaning the order tabernacle, ark, and vessels. And Moshe Rabbeinu reversed that and told Bezalel to build first the Aron, then the vessels, and then the Mishkan. And clearly people understood that when Moshe Rabbeinu said that, he said that because Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to do that. Then Bezalel argues that this is not the logical order of construction, that you first build a house and then you put the vessels, but if you build the vessel first and only later build the house, where are you going to store the vessels? And Moshe Rabbeinu reverses and says that this is really what Hashem told me. But if Bezalel thought that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu originally to build the ark and then the vessels and then the tabernacle, what good is it that it is illogical and it is not the normal way of construction? If this is what Hashem said, then regardless of logic, you require to follow what Hashem said. How can Bezalel argue that it is illogical? If Bezalel thought that in fact, when Moshe Rabbeinu said that, it came from Hashem, how can Bezalel even try to argue? We have many chukim, many decrees that we don't understand the reason and they seem to be illogical, but that is because we cannot understand it. And in fact, if Hashem had told Moshe Rabbeinu to build the vessels first and then the tabernacle, even if it's illogical, we require to do it. Then what is Bezalel's argument? And besides, he says that the answer of the Gur Aryeh does not fit, because why would Moshe Rabbeinu reverse what Hashem said just because the ark and the vessels are more important? If Hashem told him to build the tabernacle first, then Moshe Rabbeinu would tell Bezalel right away to build the tabernacle first. And we can't say that Moshe Rabbeinu made a mistake by what he said to Bezalel, because if he made a mistake here, then we start doubting all the times that Moshe Rabbeinu said something, maybe he made a mistake. Therefore, the Levush HaOrah says that in fact, if you see, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down the mountain on Parshas Vayakel, where he tells the Jewish people what to do, there on chapter 35, verse number 11, Moshe Rabbeinu first says, as a Mishkan, ves Aaloi, ves Michseyo, the tabernacle and the cover and everything else, and only in verse number 12, there it says the Aron, and after that, all the vessels. So we see clearly that when Moshe Rabbeinu came down the mountain, he told the Jewish people to first build the tabernacle, and then the ark, and then the vessels. But the Levush HaOrah explains that when Moshe Rabbeinu started explaining the details of the construction, Moshe Rabbeinu started explaining the details as it is in Parshas Truma, that first the ark, then the vessels, and then the tabernacle. And because of the way that Moshe Rabbeinu was explaining, Bezalel started having a doubt which one came first. If it came first, what's written Parshas Truma, that you're required to make the ark, the vessels, and then the tabernacle, or what's written on Parshas Vayakel, that first the tabernacle, then the Aron, and then the vessels. Therefore, Bezalel wanted to ascertain from Moshe Rabbeinu which one is supposed to do first. he's supposed to do what's written in Truma first, that the vessels come first, or he's supposed to do what is written in Parshas Vayakhel, that the tabernacles comes first. And then Bezalel decided that since logic dictates that you have to build a building first, and then you have to put the vessels in the building, therefore Bezalel tells Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe you heard what's written in Parshas Vayakhel, that you first have to build a tabernacle, and then you have to build the vessels. And Moshe Rabbeinu answered that, in fact, you are right. Hashem told me first to build the tabernacle and then build the vessels. But the logical argument only came because Bezalel saw the contradiction in Moshe Rabbeinu's behavior. He saw that when he comes down the mountain, he tells him to first build the tabernacle. But when he starts to explain how to make an ark first. Therefore, there was a doubt what came first. And because of the doubt and because of the logical argument, he tells Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe that is what you heard first. And Moshe Rabbeinu admits that in truth, that is what he heard first, that you have to build a tabernacle first. Sefer Shemeroish wants to answer this question based on the Kedushas Levi in Parshas Boy, Divra Maschel Vamartem Zevach Pesach. It's a famous Kedushas Levi where the Kedushas Levi is wondering why sometimes the holiday of Passover is called Chag HaPesach and sometimes it's called Chag HaMatzos, the holiday of Matzos. And he answers that we have a loving relationship with Hashem, and when you have a loving relationship, you always wonder what the other side is doing. You don't care about yourself. All you care is about the other. As a matter of fact, Shir HaShirim, chapter 1, says, Ani ledoidi, vedoidi li. I am to my beloved, and my beloved is to me. Meaning, I always think of my beloved, and my beloved always thinks about me. Therefore, says the Kedushas Levi, that the holiday of Pesach has many reasons for it. But if you ask Hashem, why is there a holiday of Pesach? Since Hashem doesn't care about himself, he only cares about the Jewish people, then he says that this holiday is to commemorate what the Jewish people did when they left Egypt. That the Jewish people did not have time to bake bread and have the bread leavened, so they came out with matzos. Therefore, this holiday is going to be called the holiday of matzos. But when you ask the Jewish people, what is this holiday? The Jewish people don't want to celebrate what they did. They only care about their beloved, which is Hashem. Therefore, the Jewish people say that this holiday is called the holiday of Passover, Pesach, because when Hashem took us out of Egypt, Hashem passed over the house of the Jewish people when he killed the firstborn, and that caused the Egyptians to let us out. So we call the holiday Chag HaPesach because of what Hashem did, and Hashem calls the holiday Chag HaMatzos in honor of what the Jewish people did. Now, in regards to the tabernacle, the Medrash Rabbah in Parsha Lamed Gimel Simen Aleph Beis on Parsha Struma explains what the idea is of building the tabernacle. The Medrash starts, Mocharti Lchem Torosi, that Hashem said, I sold you the Torah, Kaviyachol Nimkarti Imo, then you bought me together. And the Medrash brings an example and says that this is an example of a king who has an only daughter, and one other king decided to marry her and he wants to go back to his kingdom. Then the king tells the other king that you should know that this princess that you are taking, she is my only daughter. I cannot tolerate to be separate from her, but yet I can't tell you not to take her back to your homeland since she is your wife now. But do me a favor that everywhere that you go, you should make me a small room that I should be there with you so I should be able to see my daughter. And the Medrash says that so did Hashem say, that this Torah that I gave you, I cannot separate from her. Therefore, do me a favor, everywhere you go, make me a small room where I should be able to visit the Torah. That's why it's written, V'asu l'mikdash, that you should make me a sanctuary, I should be with them. Which means that the Mishkan was built really for Hashem. It's not built for us, it's built for Hashem because Hashem cannot be separate from the Torah. But yet, the vessels of the Mishkan are built for us. Because the Gemara writes down that the menorah brings you wisdom and the shulchan brings you wealth. Because the Gemara says in Baba Basra, Daf Chof Hei Omed Beis, Omar Rabitzchok says, Haroitze Sheyachkim, anybody who wants to become wise, Yadrim, should pray to the south. The Sheish Sasher, somebody who wants to become wealthy, Yatspin, should pray to the north. And the Simonach and the Simonese, the Shulchan Betzafoin, the Shulchan was in the north side, in Menorah was in the south side. So we see that those vessels are designed to bring to a person either wealth or wisdom. And all the other vessels of the Mishkan are designed to bring man a certain benefit. Therefore, comes out that since Hashem loves us so much and He cares about us, Hashem tells us that we should first do the vessels. Because He doesn't care about Himself, about the tabernacle. He only cares about us. And for us, the importance are the vessels, because they bring us benefit. Therefore, on Parshas Truma, Hashem tells us to build the vessels and then build the tabernacle. But since we love Hashem and we are more careful about Hashem's feeling, therefore we should really build the Mishkan first, which is the house of Hashem, and then build the vessels, which is our benefits. Therefore, when Bezalel heard that Moshe Rabbeinu said that Hashem wants us to build the ark and then the vessels and then the tabernacle, Bezalel understood what Hashem's idea was, that Hashem wants only this because Hashem loves us, but in truth, for us, it's more important to build the Mishkan first, because we have to prioritize what is to Hashem. Therefore, Bezalel says that maybe Hashem wanted you to learn from this, but in truth, He wanted you to build the Mishkan first, because you have to be careful what Hashem wants, and Hashem needs the Mishkan to be His house, for Him to be next to the Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu answered that you are right. And according to this, Sefer Shemeresh explains, now we understand why Moshe Rabbeinu told Bezalel, Shemo, Betzel Kelo Yisrael, could be you were in the shadow of Hashem. Meaning Moshe Rabbeinu could have just said that yes, this is what Hashem said, but yet he chose the word, maybe you were in the shadow of Hashem. Why is that? So Sefer Shemeresh says that based on the Tehillim, chapter 121, where there it says, Hashem Tzilcho Ayad Minecho, Hashem is your shade at your right hand. And Sefer Shemeresh explains that it means to say that Hashem is your shade, the way that you act towards Hashem, Hashem acts towards you. And that reminds me of my father, Zichronio Levracha, of blessed memory, used to say that as the Os sleeps, the Eibishter, v'tich lip hubun, if you love Hashem, then Hashem is going to love you, which means that the way that you act towards Hashem, Hashem acts towards you. And the same thing, the opposite, the way Hashem acts towards you, you're supposed to act towards Hashem. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu said, maybe you were in the shadow of Hashem, meaning that you realize what Hashem wants and the way that Hashem acted towards us, that He prioritized the vessels, we have to be His shadow and we have to prioritize the Mishkan. Therefore, Bezalel prioritized the Mishkan. Sefer Imre Sefer explains that normally the thought process and action are two different things, and usually the thought process precedes the action that a person takes. Therefore, he explains that normally when a person is going to build a house, before he designs the house, he wants to make sure that all the vessels that he wants are going to be able to fit in the house, and they're going to be able to fit in a nice way. Lahavdil, for example, if you build a kitchen, then you have to know what appliances you want to put in the kitchen in order to make sure that your kitchen is able to accommodate those appliances. So the architect, before he starts building the kitchen, he has to know the dimensions of the vessels that are going to be placed in that kitchen. And also, if you want to prominently display something and you want to emphasize that something to be displayed, you have to know what you are displaying in order to build its surroundings. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu knew that the main purpose for the tabernacle is the Aron Kodesh, to house the Aron and the vessels. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came down, he emphasized the vessels, as it's written in Parshas Truma, the dimensions of every vessel, the dimensions of the ark, and only after he gave the dimensions of the ark and dimensions of the vessels, then he started talking about the tabernacle. But when you are going to build the house, then clearly you require to build first the house, and then you put the vessels inside. Lahavdil, you build the kitchen, and then you build the appliances inside. You build the building, and then you put what you want to store inside the building. And this was the argument between Bezalel and Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu started to explain the vessels, because Moshe Rabbeinu wants the people to know what's important, therefore he emphasizes what's going to be inside the building. But since Bezalel is the architect and he's the one that is going to build everything, therefore Bezalel understands that he first has to build the building, and only after he finishes the building, then he builds the vessels. Because otherwise, where is he going to put the vessels? Therefore, there is no argument really between Bezalel and Moshe Rabbeinu. Each one is giving a different perspective. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving the vessels in order for Bezalel to know what he wants from the building. But when you actually build it, then you build the building and then you build the vessels. The Divrei Yoel wants to give an answer that originally the Mishkan was not a priority and eventually the Mishkan became a priority. He explains the following. Parshas Truma is before the sin of the golden calf, and since it's before the sin of the golden calf, there on chapter 25, verse number 9, Hashem says, V'asru li mikdash, you should make me a sanctuary, v'shochanti besoichom, I will dwell amongst them. It doesn't say I will dwell in it, in the sanctuary. It means that I will dwell inside every Jew. Because since the Jewish people were in a very high level, they just said Das Avanishma, then at that time it wasn't required to have a tabernacle, because everybody was so holy that we could make the vessels, and automatically just by the vessels be amongst us, that would be okay, because we were all such holy people. Therefore, in Parshas Truma, the Mishkan, the tabernacle, is not a priority. Therefore, in Parshas Truma, Hashem tells us to first make the ark, then the vessels, and then the tabernacle. But after the Jewish people did the golden calf, now the Jewish people fell from the level. Hashem can't dwell amongst us anymore. He needs to have a separate dwelling first. Therefore, afterwards, Hashem tells us to build a tabernacle and then build the ark and then build the vessels. So there is no contradiction from what is written in Parshas Truma, where Hashem prioritized the vessels, to what's written here in Parshas Vayakel, where Hashem prioritizes the Mishkan. And according to this, I wanted to add that could be that Moshe Rabbeinu knew that Hashem had told him the tabernacle, then the ark, and then the vessels. But Moshe Rabbeinu, since he always wants the best for every Jew, Moshe Rabbeinu thought that since Hashem said that he forgave them for the sin of the golden calf, then maybe the Jewish people achieved the level that they were before the sin, and before the sin, the tabernacle was not a priority, and you were supposed to first make the ark, the vessels, and then the tabernacle. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu came down the mountain. He told them to build the ark, then the vessels, then the tabernacle, because he thought that since Hashem forgave them, and the proof is that he gave them the second tablets, then they could go again and go in that order. But Bezalel reminded him, since Hashem made him be the architect for the Mishkan, then obviously he's the architect because he's the grandson of Hur, that they killed Hur when they did the golden calf. Then obviously there is still a remnant of the sin of the golden calf. Therefore, Bezalel told Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe Hashem told you to build the Mishkan, the tabernacle, and then the ark, and then the vessels. And Moshe Rabbeinu answered, Shema Bezalel Keloi, so maybe you were really in the shadow of Hashem, meaning that since your name is Bezalel, obviously you are right, and therefore you're supposed to make first the Mishkan, and then the ark, and then the vessels. The Torah Rechaim, Simen Tov Resh Pei Dalet, 684, brings in the name of a psikta that therefore on Chanukah we read on Parshas Nasoi, meaning that every day of Chanukah we read what is written on Parshas Nasoi, on Bamidbar chapter 7, verse number 1, where there it deals with the inauguration of the Mishkan, because the work of the Mishkan was complete on the 25th of Kislev. And the Taz in Sifkoten Aleph explains that even though the tabernacle was complete, was fully made on the 25th of Kislev, nonetheless, they did not erect it, they did not put it together until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and then the Nesim brought their sacrifices, and therefore we read on Chanukah about the sacrifices that the Nesim, that the prince of each tribe brought, in order to commemorate the completion of the Mishkan. Meaning, not the inauguration of the Mishkan, because the Mishkan was not erected until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but the completion of the Mishkan, which was the 25th of Kislev. The Chasam Sofer in Shalos Tshuvos Orachaim, Simen Kof Pei Ches, 188, brings in the name of his Rabbi, Rav Nosson Adler, a huge question. Rav Nosson Adler says that since we see that the work of the Mishkan was completed the 25th of Kislev, and it wasn't erected until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That means that 3 months after it was completed, it was put together. That means that we made all the vessels of the Mishkan, and we made the actual tabernacle, and we put everything in storage. Rav Nosson Adler asks, if it is according to the Psikta, then we have a huge problem regarding the argument of Bezalel to Moshe Rabbeinu. The argument of Bezalel to Moshe Rabbeinu is that normally when you build something, you first build the house and then you put the vessels. But if I would build the vessels first, where am I going to put the vessels? Rav Nosson Adler asks, in the end, that question was not answered. Because in the end, Bezalel built the house first, but the house was not put together. It was a tabernacle, a tent. It was all left in storage. And he built the vessels. And the vessels weren't put in the house. The vessels stayed also in storage, meaning they're both ready now at the same time. Then what's the difference? What is built first? Since no matter what, you're not going to be able to put the vessels in the tabernacle, in the house, then what's the difference? What is built first? Then what is the argument of Bezalel? Therefore, Rav Nosson Adler explains that the argument between Bezalel and Moshe Rabbeinu was not in regards to where he's going to put the vessels, because eventually the vessels are really going to be in storage. But the argument was that since we know that the vessels had to be anointed before they were used, they had to be anointed, put oil over them. And Rav Nosson Adler says that everybody knew that the order that they were completed, that is the order that they were anointed. Therefore, Bezalel argued, how can I anoint the vessels when I didn't yet anoint the building? I first have to anoint the building and afterwards anoint the vessels to be able to put the vessels in them. But if I anoint the vessels first, then I don't have anywhere to put them. I can't put them to use. Therefore, I have to first anoint the building and then anoint the vessels. Because of this strong question of Rav Nosson Adler, that since the vessels and the tabernacle were put in storage, then obviously we cannot take the argument between Moshe Rabbeinu and Bezalel in a literal sense, I once heard a beautiful interpretation of what that argument between Moshe Rabbeinu and Bezalel was. And to understand this argument, we have to say that the Mishkan represents the human person, the place where the ark and the vessels are going to rest, meaning the place where the Torah is going to be put into, and the ark represents the Torah. And the argument between Moshe Rabbeinu and Bezalel was, what do you do first? Do you first refine the character of a person and then give him Torah, then the Torah will change the person completely? Or do you first give him Torah and expect that the Torah will change the character of a person? Clearly, when a person has good midos, good character, then the Torah changes him, because the Torah is compared to yayin, to wine. And in the same way that wine changes a person, so too Torah changes a person. But the argument is, if the person doesn't have yet good midos, a good character, do you give him Torah first, or do you work on his character first? Moshe Rabbeinu held that what is important is that you give the Torah to the person, and once the Torah is in the person, meaning the person is learning Torah, automatically the Mishkan is going to be built, the character of the person is going to be built, and then he'll be worthy of the Torah that he already learned. And the Tzal held that you cannot put Torah in a person that doesn't have refined character, because we have a rule that derech eretz kadmo l'torah, proper behavior precedes Torah. Therefore, you first have to work on the Mishkan, you have to work on the person, and only when the person's character is refined, that is when you give him Torah. And according to this, this is exactly what Bezalel meant by the words. Bezalel says, min hago shel oylam, means derech eretz, that this is the normal way, is that you first build the house, you first build the character of a person, and then you put the vessels in it, then you put Torah in it. But if you tell me that I should first build the Torah, then where am I going to put this Torah? This person has bad characters, then obviously you won't even be able to absorb the Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu agreed to Bezalel that you first supposed to build up the Mishkan, which means that teach the person good character, and afterwards you're supposed to put the Torah, and afterwards teach him Torah. We will continue the shir by bringing a Medrash Rabba, which seemingly is completely opposite to our Gemara. The Medrash Rabba in Parsha Nun, Simen Chav Gimel, in Parsha Vayakhel, says that Ato Moitza, you find that when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to do Mishkan first, to do the tabernacle first, came Moshe Rabbeinu and told to Bezalel to do the tabernacle. Bezalel asked, what is the purpose of the tabernacle? Moshe Rabbeinu answered that Hashem's divine presence is going to rest there, and he's going to teach the Jewish people the Torah. Then Bezalel asked, then what is going to be the Torah, meaning the Ark? Moshe Rabbeinu told Bezalel that after we finish building the tabernacle, then we'll make the Ark. Then Bezalel said to Moshe Rabbeinu, it is not honorable that the Torah should be sitting and waiting while we make the tabernacle. Rather, we should make first the Ark for the Torah and then make the tabernacle. And the Medrash continues that because Bezalel took up the honor of the Torah, therefore it's written in the verse, Vayas Bezalel es Aroin, that Bezalel did the Ark, meaning that the Ark is called by Bezalel's name. Then we see from this Medrash that this Medrash says exactly the opposite of the Gemara. According to the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu told Bezalel to first do the Ark, the vessels, and the tabernacle, and Bezalel argued that we have to do the tabernacle first, because otherwise, where is going to put the vessels? And according to the Midrash, Moshe Rabbeinu came to Bezalel and told him to do the tabernacle and then the Ark, and Bezalel said that it's not honorable for the tablets to be on the wayside, therefore I have to make the Ark first and then the tabernacle. Because of this contradiction, Sefer Zeis Ranon and Sefer Yefei Toar write that the Bavli, the Talmud, is arguing with the Medrash, meaning they have two different opinions. One opinion says that Moshe Rabbeinu told Bezalel to do the Ark first, And the second opinion said that Moshe Rabbeinu told Bezalel to do the tabernacle first. Sefer Divrei Yoel wants to reconcile the Gemara and the Midrash by saying that both of them are saying the same thing, but the emphasis of the Gemara is in regards to the vessels, and the emphasis of the Midrash is in regards to the Oren. Meaning, when the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu told Bezalel to build the Oren, the vessels, and the Mishkan, and then Bezalel told Moshe Rabbeinu that the custom of the world is to build the house first, and then put in the vessels, and Bezalel continues and says, and you tell me to build the Oren, the vessels, and the Mishkan, the vessels that I'm going to make, where I'm going to put it. Bezalel doesn't argue regarding the ark and the vessels that I'm going to make. He says only the vessels that I'm going to make, where I'm going to put it. That means that Bezalel's argument was not in regarding to the Aron, was in regards to the other vessels, Menorah, Shulchan, Mizbeach Azov, the other vessels of the Mishkan, but not in regards to the Aron. Because Bezalel does not mention in his argument anything regarding the ark. He says that the custom is to build a house and put the vessels, and if I make the vessels, where am I going to put them? But he doesn't mention in regards to the ark. Therefore, the Divrei Yoel says that Bezalel's argument was not in regards to the ark. And the Medrash Rabbah that mentions the Moshe Rabbeinu's argument with Bezalel was specifically in regards to the ark, because Bezalel said that it's not proper that the tablets should be waiting while we make the tabernacle, meaning it's not honorable that they shouldn't make an ark before we make the tabernacle. And therefore, it's called that Bezalel made the ark. It doesn't say that Bezalel made the other vessels. It says only that Bezalel made the ark. The ark is called by the name of Bezalel, but not the other vessels. So we see there's a difference between the ark and the other vessels. The ark Bezalel held should be built first, as the Medrash says, because it's not honorable. And the other vessels Bezalel held should be built last, because that is the normal way of the world, that you first build a building and then you put the vessels inside. I wanted to bring a proof to the Divrei Yoel that Bezalel could not have been arguing in regards to the ark, because we know that the tablets were actually already in an ark, and the ark was in the tent of Moshe Rabbeinu, because in Dvarim chapter 10 verse number 1, there the verse says, Boesai, in that time, Omar Hashem Alai, Hashem told me, Psalecha, chisel out for you, Shnei Luchoi Savonim, two stone tablets, Kolishonim, like the first one, Ve'alei Alai Ahara, and come up to me to the mountain, Ve'asisalecha Aroin Eitz, and make yourself an ark of wood. And Moshe Rabbeinu said in verse number 3, Ve'as Aroin Atzei Shittim, I did an ark of cedar wood, and I chiseled out two stones like the first ones, and I went up to the mountain, and two tablets were in my hand. So Moshe Rabbeinu had already made an ark for the tablets, and that ark was in Moshe Rabbeinu's tent. Therefore, the argument of Bezalel that if I make the vessels, where I'm going to put the vessels, cannot apply to the ark, because we know where the ark is. If you make a new ark, then you just put a new ark in Moshe Rabbeinu's tent. Therefore, you must say that the argument was in regards to the other vessels of the Mishkan, the Menorah, the Shulchan, the Mizbeach, but not in regards to the ark. But now we have a bigger problem in regards to the Medrash, because once the Torah writes down that the tablets were in an ark, then what is the argument of Bezalel? Bezalel says it's not proper for the Torah to be waiting for the Mishkan, for the tabernacle. The Torah is not waiting for the Mishkan. The Torah is inside an ark. True, that's not a gold ark, but it is in an ark nonetheless. Then what is the argument of Bezalel to Moshe Rabbeinu? Therefore, you must say that this exactly is the argument of Bezalel to Moshe Rabbeinu, meaning that Moshe Rabbeinu said that you should first do the tabernacle and then the ark. Chas v'sholem that Moshe Rabbeinu won't give honor to the Torah. Clearly, Moshe Rabbeinu gives honor to the Torah. The Torah is called Torah's Moshe, the Torah of Moshe. But Moshe Rabbeinu thought that since Hashem told them that he should put the tablets inside a wooden ark, that means that this is enough honor for now, and eventually, afterwards, we'll upgrade and put it in a golden ark. But right now, it's more important for us to build a tabernacle because the tablets are inside a wooden ark. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu told Bezalel to first do the tabernacle and then do the ark. But once Bezalel heard that Hashem wants us to put eventually the tablets in an upgraded ark, in an ark of gold, then Bezalel felt that since the whole purpose of the Mishkan, of the tabernacle, is to teach Torah, and the main representation of the Torah are the tablets, then it's only proper that we should upgrade the ark now and put the Torah in the golden ark first and then build the tabernacle. And because of that, the ark is called the ark that Bezalel made. And Hashem Yisburach should help that in the days that we are reading again about the ark and about the Mishkan, that Hashem should bring Mashiach, he should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Bimheira b'yomeinu, amen.